BBC Radio 4. Later this morning, it's midweek with Libby Purvis. So if it's lively and intelligent chat you're after, switch over to 5 Live. But first, it's Tweet of the Day.
There are more than 60 different species of eagle, which usually differ from other birds of prey, mainly by their size, more powerful build, and heavier head and beak. But in this case, it's the distinctive cry which sets this eagle apart.
Ooh, eek! Ooh.
The Angela Eagle. Emerging once in a blue moon to show off her distinctive pink plumage and giving off her cry for attention.
Hello, I'm Angela, and I'm standing for Labour leader.
And then disappearing almost immediately as it returns to the undergrowth.
Ringers.
You're listening to Today. A heat wave meant everyone in Britain this week was sweating more than Tony Blair reading the Chilcot report.
Yes, the Met Office say the record temperatures were associated with a weather phenomenon only seen approximately once every 40 years in Britain, known as summer.
At the launch of his new leadership campaign, Jeremy Corbyn claimed the 5 main issues are inequality, neglect, insecurity, prejudice and discrimination. And that's just Ken Livingstone.
Jeremy Corbyn vowed not to get in the gutter, which means he'll have to move his mattress to round the back of the old Wetherspoons instead.
MPs are set to be allowed to breastfeed in the House of Commons. Boris Johnson was said to be furious when told it was just for babies.
Michelle Obama appeared on James Corden's Carpool Karaoke. Not only great publicity, but also, as it was a white man driving the car, she wasn't pulled over and shot by police. Michelle Obama described it as a hilarious day that she'll never forget. Melania Trump also appeared the next day describing it as a hilarious day that she'll never forget.
Yes, in Cleveland, Donald Trump accepted the Republican nomination to become the 45th and last president of the United States. Trump angrily denied suggestions his family plagiarized famous speeches.
You bums, we'll fight the people who accuse us of doing that in the courts. We will fight them on the streets. We will fight them on the beaches. I gotta tell you, we will never surrender because surrendering is for losers. That's a fact, a Donald fact.
This is the Daily Politics. I'm Andrew Neil. And you're still sitting on the sofa in your gym jams at 1 in the afternoon? So you're either unemployed or George Osborne. We cross over now to Westminster, where the cameras have been allowed in to film Prime Minister Theresa May's historic first cabinet meeting.
As I look round this table at the likes of Boris Johnson, David Davis, Andrea Leadsom and Liam Fox, I see that I'm very much continuing where I left off as Home Secretary, by letting absolutely anyone in. First order of business, naturally, is Brexit. As I have made clear, despite campaigning strongly for Remain, knowing that Brexit would lay waste to the British economy, I'm 100% committed to leaving the EU as soon as possible. So any thoughts as to how we get started? Amber?
Well, there's no point in hanging around. Let's get on with it and start procedures to trigger Article 50.
That's a terrific thought, Amber. I knew I could rely on my new Home Secretary. Gold star, Amber. Terrific. Right, any other thoughts? David Davis?
Trigger Article 50.
Another terrific thought, David. You know what? I'll write that one down and throw it in this waste paper bin for safekeeping. Great. Any other thoughts on how we speed things along?
Just bally well trigger Article 50, woman. No more dilly-dallying.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you, Boris. Who wouldn't turn to you for wise and sage advice? Anyone else?
Trigger Article 50!
No? Nothing? Oh, well, I'm sure we'll eventually think of something. Now, I want all of you round this table to remember there are people out there working tirelessly to ensure the Conservatives win the next election. And we need to be giving Diane Abbott and Jeremy Corbyn all the help and support they need.
Hello, and welcome to Coast. I'm Neil Oliver. Paul Dark in a fleece. Today, I'm visiting the craggy cliff tops of Giant's Causeway in Northern Ireland. The waves crashing majestically against the shore, the sun beating down on the shimmering stones, and thousands of people tumbling to their deaths from the cliff top. Hold on. Oh, not again. Oi, stop!
Huh? What? Oh, my. Where am I?
You're about to walk off a cliff. Put your phone down.
I was trying to catch a Pikachu.
Bloody Pokemon Go reminds me of Western Supermare, when everyone was just wandering dead-eyed into the sea.
Were they playing too?
No, they just live in Western Supermare.
President Recep Erdogan. I cannot take your call right now, but I'm sure we can discuss whatever you like once the police have come round and dragged you from your bed in the middle of the night.
Hello there. You probably don't know me, but my name is Jeremy Corbyn. And as a lifelong campaigner for civil rights and the rule of law, I have been left open-mouthed by the dictatorial and brutal way in which you crushed the attempted coup. And I just felt I had to say this to you. Can you come over and help me for a couple of months? Maybe bring a few of your lads with you. I can't pay you much, but you could all be in the shadow cabinet if you like.
This summer, after the success of the all-female Ghostbusters, gender-swapping remakes are bigger than ever. So get ready for all-male reboots of some of the biggest chick flicks ever.
Gosh, Bridget, I say, well, how do I say this? I think I...
Dad, don't say anything! I am Bridget Jones, wanton sex goddess. With a very bad man between her thighs. Now, get down! We've got some lovemaking to do.
I'm Sir Trevor MacDonald. Remember when they let me read the real news? That was good. Tonight, a scandal which has rocked the sporting world. State sanctioning of illicit substances. Hundreds testing positive. Tonight, this Olympian is behind bars.
Healthy food is good food.
This is Trevor MacDonald on the corn scandal. Mo Farah, you've been handing out this strange substance to British athletes in a four-year programme. Can you reveal your methods?
Well, the programme went on for 4 years because that's about how long it takes for the corn to get through your digestive system. It's like swallowing chewing gum but made out of sandpaper. I'd hand out the corn from little white vans. You've seen the adverts. And when people got tested, we'd simply switch the samples. That was the messy part.
But Mo, where did you get enough clean urine for thousands of sportsmen?
We just usually ask Paula Radcliffe. She can whittle for hours.
We took some of this mysterious substance to a laboratory, and after hours of testing, we were no closer to finding out what on earth corn is made of. And what of the England football team? Will they be next to be hit by the corn doping scandal? We asked former manager Roy Hodgson.
Oh, well, no, we've never really gone near this stuff, although, looking back on it, we probably should have.
Hello and welcome to this special Today report from the Republican Presidential Convention and Steakhouse in Cleveland. I'm Jim Naughtie, and America has never been so bitterly divided between those people who think Donald Trump is a narcissistic control freak and those who think he's a flat-out nut job. I'll try and find a Trump supporter with teeth. You there, yes, you, sir. Why are you voting Trump?
I'm voting Trump because I lost my job, my house, and my wife. Only Trump gonna make sure I can still buy a gun with no background check to wreak bloody revenge. Also, I've had 16 beers, and they say if you touch his gossamer hair, you get 3 years good luck.
The delegates heard speeches from such Republican luminaries as Scrooge McDuck, several of the more senior Angry Birds, but it was Trump's powerful vision of America they had all come to see.
America is no longer great, folks. Because under Obama, it is no longer a great country. It's not great, and that's not great. And that's great, because it's not. Because we can make it great by making it great again, because that's great. So let's be great by being great, because I'm great, which is great. Because wouldn't that be great? So great, being great, making America great. God bless me.
You're watching the news with me, Hugh Edwards, physically present, but mentally on a beach eating a Solero. So, as the dust finally settles following Theresa May's cabinet reshuffle, we go to political editor Laura Koonsberg, outside number 10.
Yeah, Hugh, whatever.
So, Laura, what's the latest there?
Well, you know, some stuff's happened. People have been chatting. Chris Grayling's knocking about somewhere with a frappuccino, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, I hear you're joined by Chancellor Philip Hammond.
Huh? Oh, yeah, he's here.
Well, shall we speak to him?
Oh, fine, God. Hello, Chancellor. Thank you for joining us. What's going on?
Well, as you know, we've had a very successful first meeting of the Cabinet and...
Oh, God, I'm so bored. I think my face is going to fall off. You've got to help me here, Phil. Nothing's happening. The news is drying up. Give me some excitement. I need the rush, Phil. Let's make headlines, baby. Come on. Come on, make a racist statement. Kick a poor person.
I couldn't possibly...
What about a sex scandal? We haven't had one of those.
What?
Involving David Davis and Michael Fallon?
Absolutely not.
Go with me, Phil. Feel it. Feel it. Sit back, relax, and enjoy that high. Trust me, my friend. Oh, my God, Mr. Hammond. Did you just put Larry the Downing Street cat in a dustbin, Mr. Hammond?
What? No comment.
Oh, God, yes. Let the revelations ferment on social media. Let the news cogs turn. Let them turn. Oh, God, that feels good, Phil, doesn't it? The Chancellor's reputation hangs in the balance as we discover he kills domestic pets for fun. Back to you, Hugh.
Mr. Allardyce, how does it feel to be the New England manager?
Well, it's every manager's dream to manage at the highest level. And until that happens, the England job will do.
Middleton, rear of the yard, sister to HRH, recently engaged and totes pumped. Leave a message.
Yes, hello, Penny, Poppy, Pippi, Pippa. Hello, Pippa Middleton, yes, hello. Just a quickie, congratulations, etc., and thanks for the engagement announcement card. Terribly exciting. And, FYI, we haven't forgotten the arse.
So, one had a word with Kim Kardashian, who said yes, she'd be delighted to attend your nuptials in a tight latex number. Let's see who notices your junk now. Toodle-pip.
Coming soon, another all-male chick flick reboot. It's Sex and the City 3.
Oh, my.
Morgan Freeman is Carrie.
And if there's one thing Carrie Bradshaw knows, it's good sex.
Al Pacino is Charlotte.
Oh, oh, oh! This bagel is going straight to my hips. Oh, straight to my hips. Oh, mama!
And Alan Bennett is Samantha.
Oh, honey, what's the point of living in the suburbs if you're not going to screw a gardener?
Welcome back to Channel 4 News with me, Jon Snow, flashing my knee-length socks like a Technicolor Victorian harlot. I'm joined today by Foreign Secretary and human roly-poly toy, Boris Johnson. Mr. Johnson, I know it's hard, but please try to show just one iota of sincerity that befits your new role in government.
Piffle puffle wibble waffle.
Okay, that's a start. Mr. Johnson, the situation in Turkey has become increasingly fraught, but many are left wondering how you can speak on the situation when you published a limerick about President Erdogan having sex with a goat.
Well, that's all in the past. I'd like to make a new statement today now, as Foreign Secretary, regarding Turkey.
Right, well, of course.
There's a developing situation in Turkey whose details are really quite murky. The army did surge, and now there's a purge. EU prospects are looking perky.
Right, is that really appropriate?
Well, it's how I'm going to handle all foreign policy. Do you want to hear my one for the USA?
Not particularly.
The US press is after my rump, asking questions I'd rather they dump. Like, are you sorry for Wenya? Said our prayers was from Kenya. I say, hey, at least I'm not Trump.
Mr. Johnson?
Pwah.
God help us.
Hey, this is like the voicemail of Taylor Swift, international pop star and supposed girlfriend of Tom Hiddleston.
Hello, T.T. It's Michael Gove here. I've just been reading on the Twitter about your falling out with Kanye West, and I wanted to say you have my full support. Listen, I know it's not my place to get involved, but I was, like, Snapchatting with Kanye this morning. He was, like, really mean about you, said your name sounds like an estate agent and you look like a Vileda supermodel wearing a bin bag and that your name sounds like something really weird anyway. And anyway, he said, like, the real reason you're so upset is because you asked him on a date to Pizza Hut and he said no because you've got nits and you smell like a packet of Quavers. And he said the only reason you put on speakerphone and recorded your phone conversation is because he bet Kim Kardashian, like, 50p that you could say an idiot says what and then you said what, which means you totally so are one. Anyway, this is, like, totes orcs, but if you ever do want a coffee and a catch up, like, I'm totally so here for you, babes. Let's get our nails done sometime. Bye, Govey.
Hello, and welcome to This Week. I'm Andrew Neil, the bagpuss of politics. Coming up on the show, we've got a man with a head the shape of Morocco, a dancing turtle who claims to be the reincarnation of Fred Astaire, and Diane Abbott!
Andrew, I really must warn you to have care. As well as my 9 shadow cabinet posts, I am now shadow minister for incredulous television introductions to shadow ministers. And I will place a question about you in the House once everyone has stopped laughing at Jeremy at PMQs. Which should be any day now.
Oh, he didn't do very well, did he?
Actually, Andrew, he did brilliantly. His questions were amazing and left Theresa May floundering. Were it not for a small minority of Labour MPs who did not support him, the whole country would now be under a socialist government.
Well, what you are saying, Diane...
about it being a minority of Labour MPs is complete nonsense.
Well, for now, Andrew, for now. But thankfully not for long.
You're talking deselection?
No, Andrew, I'm talking cloning. Given that I am the only one doing all the jobs in the Shadow Cabinet and going on the Today programme 8 days a week to defend Jeremy, there's actually too much work for one Diane Abbott. So using a non-capitalist animal-friendly medical company with a panda in its logo, Jeremy has taken a tiny part of me and made 249 Diane Abbotts for my interviews on Today and another 249 to explain why I said those things on Today.
OK, just let me repress a shudder there. Coming up later, we've got a windsurfing wildebeest, a man born with ping-pong balls for eyes, and Diane Abbott! And Diane Abbott! And Diane Abbott!
Hello. Thank you for calling Domino's Pizza. Nick Clegg speaking.
Cleggy, it's me, Tim Farron.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, I'm just calling to see if you'd like an important new role. There's a Brexit committee with your name on it.
I don't know, Tim. I've got a pretty sweet gig here. For once, I'm in a workplace where I can make promises that I can actually deliver.
Oh, come on, Nick. Me and my funny little face can only take the party so far. We need your chiseled good looks and charisma.
You really think the public will have me back?
Absolutely. Anything goes these days. Boris is Foreign Secretary. Diane Abbott is half of the Shadow Cabinet. I've even heard a rumour that Larry the Cat is being promoted to Larry the Dog.
All right, I'll do it. Then I'll work my way up. I can just see the headlines now. Clegg mania sweeps the nation as Clegg makes triumphant return as leader.
Leader? No, actually, I've had a change of heart. Just give me the large pepperoni with a side of coleslaw.
Coming soon in this Olympic year, an inspirational new sports film. Cool Runnings told the heartwarming story of the Jamaican bobsleigh team heading to the 1988 Winter Olympics with nothing but a dream in their heart. Well, now there's an all-new Cool Runnings. This time, telling the story of the Russian bobsleigh team going to the 2014 Winter Olympics with nothing but every drug known to science coursing through their veins. Of course, as with every sports film, there has to be the washed-up, shambolic laughingstock of a coach in need of redemption.
You know what? People will say to you that you can't do it. Like when Black Sabbath were on tour in 74. Everyone told me I couldn't jump the Grand Canyon in a wheelbarrow. But the drugs told me I could.
Ozzy Osbourne is Chuck Gadowski, whose revolutionary training methods of doing no training transformed the squad.
Forget exercising. You want speed. I've got speed. Poppers, roofies, quaaludes, uppers, downers, oh, wacky backy.
With Christopher Walken as the crusty old head of the Russian Olympic Federation who clashes with the new coach.
You want to pump a team
full of drugs.
There will never be any cheating in the Russian Winter Olympic squad. As long as I'm...
He's accidentally been thrown down a glacier by Putin's thugs.
You'll cheer as the drug-addled Russian bobsleigh team race to victory.
Rock and roll, you did it! We won!
Da, 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 da.
You girls are going down in bobsleigh history.
All right, you've reached the voicemail of Greg Dyke, the decaffeinated Ray Winston. Leave a message, there's a love.
Hello, Greg. It's Sam Allardyce. I'm just calling to say that I've been in the job for 2 days now, and I really feel I've taken this team as far as I can. I'm proud that during my tenure we haven't been knocked out of a major tournament. Since things can only really go downhill from here, I feel that now is the right time to step aside. I want to wish good luck to whoever you asked to take over after Arsene Wenger turned you down again.
Thank you all for coming to this, my first Prime Ministerial Meet the Media session. First question?
Yes, Prime Minister. Nick Robinson, BBC. Your debut performance at PMQs drew a lot of praise for your jibes at Jeremy Corbyn, but it did also contain one revelation. You're dropping the target of getting net migration below 100,000 by 2020. Why is that?
Well, Nick, it's interesting you should ask me that, because just now I saw this big egg with glasses on that sometimes presents today on Radio 4. Remind you of anybody?
I'm sorry, Prime Minister, what are you talking about?
I'm doing one of my famous put-downs. I'm busting your chops, Nick, in classic Theresa fashion.
Right, I mean, the jokes you did at PMQs were okay, but
I absolutely slayed them, particularly the Corbyn gag. Did you see it?
Yes, I saw it.
He asked me a question about unscrupulous bosses, you see.
Yes, I know.
So I talked about bosses who don't listen to their workers.
And then you said, remind you of anybody?
And then I leaned over to him, right, all sort of Maggie Thatcher, and said, remind you of anybody? It was brilliant. It was brilliant. Next question.
Kay Burley, Sky News. You've repeatedly said that Brexit means Brexit, but isn't that the problem, that no one knows what Brexit means?
Well, Kay, it's interesting you mention no one, because I've heard there's this no one who works for a channel that no one watches. Remind you of anybody?
Jon Snow, Channel 4.
Yes. Hello, Jon. I've just seen, a big fat idiot. Remind you of anybody?
Not really, no.
I thought you liked a laugh, John. It turns out you've got no genuine sense of humour at all.
Remind you of anybody?
This summer, Ian McKellen is at his gender-swapping best.
Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love ya. Tomorrow. You're only a day away.
It's Annie!
Oh, this is ridiculous, Ducky. I shall not pass for a 9-year-old girl. And quite why Michael Caine's playing the dog is beyond me.
Do you know? Woof, bloody woof.
You've been listening to Dead Ringers. It was performed by John Colshaw, Lewis MacLeod, Jan Ravens, and Deborah Stevenson. The writers were Nev Fountain and Tom Jameson, Lawrence Howarth, Ed Amsden and Tom Coles, James Bug, Laura Major, Max Davis, Jack Bernhardt, Liam Byrne, Alex Harvey and Sarah Gibbs. The producer and creator was Bill Dare, and it was a BBC Studios production.